Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Omud Beis. We are in Simin Shin Chavav, the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin at the very top of the Omud with Si'if Vav. We're in the middle of the halachos of bathing and washing oneself on Shabbos. And the Mechaber tells us, Osur Litein Al Gabi Bitno Kli Sheish Bo Mayim Chamim. It is forbidden on Shabbos to put on your stomach a water bottle or a utensil like that that has inside of it hot water, because we're concerned that it may come and scald you. Vafilu b'chol, and you shouldn't do this on a weekday as well, b'vnei asakana, because if the water is hot and the bottle opens or bursts, so then, rachman al-san, a person could be burned. Shepa'omim shem roskim, because if the water is very hot, it's boiling hot, a rachman al-san tragedy could occur. However, the Ramah adds, "Avomutur lahachin beged litno abitno," but you would be allowed to heat up a garment and place that on your stomach, brought down the name of the Torah, because there is no concern over here that you'll burn yourself. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkat and Yutes, the kol shekein to osu b'Shabbos. Certainly, this is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Shema yishavchu olav v'nimtza kirochets b'Shabbos. He says the reason why we have this over here in Shabbos, if it's also all week long, because it certainly is also on Shabbos for another reason as well, because if the water pours out on you, it will be considered washing your body on Shabbos, which, as we pointed out, you're not allowed to wash your body in hot water. And this is brought down, Kekosu Rashi Varan, based upon what Rashi and the Ran write. Well, if he's it, based upon this, the Mishneh Berurah says, Im hachamim bichli sogur, if the water, the hot water, is contained inside a totally enclosed vessel, for example, shakorim warm flesh, this would be some sort of a warming bottle, a hot water bottle of some sort, then it would be shari, because it can't come out and burn you. However, that's according to Rashi and the Ran. Avo leperisha tosvos, but according to Tosvos, who gives a different reason, that tam mishum demin karshul refua, because the reason why you're doing this is for medicinal purposes. It's recognizable that the only reason you put this hot water bottle on your stomach is to help with your digestion, to help with your belly, whatever it is that's hurting you. So it's for medicinal purposes. So therefore, the rabbis asserted it ugzera mishum shchika sammonim. This is forbidden because you may come to grind medicines on Shabbos, growing various herbs on Shabbos, and therefore gam bozeh osur. He brings down from the carbon nistanel over here. That's why this would be forbidden, even if it's inside a hot water bottle that can't break open. However, how do we paskin? Letzorach gadol yesh l'hakil. One can paskin like the more lenient opinion of Rashi and the Ran in time of need. The issue footnote number 16 explains, haynu ki sheyesh lo michush milvad. This is if your stomach just bothers you a little bit. You're not to the category of a chol she'en bo sakana. You have a stomach ache, and you'd want to put this on it. However, if you're certainly sick, then you certainly would be allowed to do this, because all of the halachas of refuah don't apply for a chol she'esh bo sakana, certainly, and many of the derabbanans, and this would be a derabbanan, don't apply for a chol she'ein bo sakana. Now, the issue continues and writes, Bismanenu shagam b'riim mishtamshim b'bakbukham. Nowadays, that many people use a hot water bottle, even if they're healthy, just to keep the bed warm. So the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shemutu lishtamish bo bizman hakor kishu sogur. Then you would be allowed to use it in cold weather, as long as it's tightly closed, so there's no concern that it will spill out, and no concern that you'll burn yourself or that you'll wash yourself. Gam kishu chosh bevitno, and you can use it even if you have then a medicinal need for it, since some people use it when it's not for a medicinal need, and it's not recognizable that you're doing it for a medicinal need. This is also the opinion of Rav Ozin Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, and also in the Shelus HaTshuvas Or LeTzion. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita adds that the Chazon Ish allowed people to put the hot water bottle on their feet in order to keep their feet warm as well. Then the Ramah had said that you can take a warm garment and put it on your stomach, as opposed to the warm water that you can't. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat and Chof explains, V'adim l'hochim kli b'Shabbos. You'd like be, likewise be allowed to go and heat up a utensil on Shabbos without food inside it, of course. The mutter af l'perish ha-tosos anah, because that would be permissible, even according to the stricter opinion that we just brought down in the name of Tosos, the lo minkar kokach shulu refuah, because when you're heating up this utensil to place it on your stomach, it doesn't look at all like you're doing that heating up for any purposes over here of refuah. The issue footnote number 18 brings down, what about using an electric hot blanket? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down that that's permissible, because it's not a problem of refuah, because many people use a hot blanket, an electric blanket, in order to keep themselves warm from the cold. And therefore, even if a person is sick and wants to use it, it's not recognizable that he's doing it for that, and therefore it would be permissible. He points out, however, you have to be very careful that it's not the type of blanket you can raise or lower the temperature, or that you could unplug it by accident. In those situations, you have to make sure that you make some sort of a recognition over here that you remind you that it's Shabbos, and you won't come to raise or lower the temperature or to pull it out by accident. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who permits one to use a heating blanket on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 19 brings down similarly that if a person has a stomach ache, so in Simen Shin Chav Ches, we're going to learn in Shulchan Aruch, Shemutur Li Ten Aleim Kos, Shahayu Bo Mayim Chamim V'Shavchosom. You can go take a cup that had hot water in it, pour out the hot water, and use that cup to put it on your stomach. And the Chiddush over there is, Shlo Nemar Shekishem Sha'asru Lirchotz B'Chamim. The Mishnah Berurah points out over there that we don't say that just like you're not allowed to use hot water, you can't use this hot water cup over here that no longer has the hot water inside of it. And the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim adds, Sheyitachin Shachidishu Shelo Nemar Shahevel Hukamo Refuah. The hot steam or the vapor that's inside it, we don't consider that like a refuah as well. And the rabbis didn't make a gezerah of Shrikas Samamonim not to use this hot container. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Harochetz Banohar. If somebody is going and bathing in a river, you have to go and make sure that you dry yourself very well off before you come out of the river. And the reasoning is, so that no water should remain on you, and then when you're walking, since this riverbed area over here where you're walking out has the status of a carmelis, you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos in a carmelis as well. It's not a full Rishus HaRabim, it's not a Rishus HaYochid on a Durabonin level, and therefore you can't carry things within a Dalet Amos, and the water that's on your body would be carried Dalet Amos if you don't dry yourself off right away. Lefisha Olim in a Rechitza, because when you're coming out of bathing in the river, Yesh Ribui Mayim Agufa, you have a lot of water on your body, and therefore the rabbis had it as a concern. This is as opposed to, we'll see, in rain, the rabbis aren't concerned that if it's raining on a person, that he's going to carry the rain with him Dalet Amos in a Rishus HaRabim even, and certainly in a Karmelis. However, he brings down, as I just pointed out, if you're walking in a real Rishus HaRabim, Daraisa, and there's rain that's coming down on your head, and on your garment, the rabbis didn't institute any gezeira over here, that you're not allowed to walk in the rain because you're carrying the rain. We'll see in a moment the distinction is because when you're coming out of the river, there's a lot of water on you, as the Mechaber said, Ribui Mayim Agufo, and with the rain, there's only an insignificant amount of rain water on you. Now let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Chafalat. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Kotzva Poskim. The rabbi said, Dinagu Shel Lirchotz Klal Binar. Despite the fact that the Mechaber says when you're coming out of the river, you have to do this or that. So he's telling us, however, the rabbis forbade you to go and bathe in a river entirely. Klal Binar. Or b'mikvah, or in a mikvah. The motzi lavo lidei shchita seor. Because not because of carrying concerns, but because you're going to gum and squeeze out your hair. And as well, the old kamatamin ayin the Morgan of Rome. The Morgan of Rome lists other reasons why the rabbis forbade you to go and bathe on Shabbos. Ulinyan tvila ayin lekame. And as well, we'll discuss what about being toveling in a mikvah. We'll learn that shortly in the further Mishnah Berurah. Miyu, however, the Mishnah Berurah does conclude yodav v'raglav, your hands and your feet mutar lirchotz benar. You would be able to dip them into the river and wash your hands or feet as long as kishimanagiv kodim shilich arba amos. As long as you make sure that when you come out of the river, you dry them off before you walk for amos. This is brought down in the name of the El Yerabba. The issue footnote number 20 brings down a very, very important discussion. Legabe ruchitzas kol gufo bambach gedola, taking a bath in a large bathtub. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says on Shabbos shehu yoser chomer. This is actually stricter than the halach of a river, and even in cold water, Rav Moshe forbids this. Mipneshu kli, because it's a utensil. Sheish rishonim sheasu b'zem ikar din. There are those rishonim that say this is the actual iser over here of bathing on Shabbos is in such a bathtub. Ulinin Rechitza b'miklachas b'mayim tzoninim. And what about taking a shower with cold water? So the Chazon Ish paskind that is also forbidden. And it's just permissible, rak lirchotz ponav yod v'ra'al. You are allowed to wash your face and your hands and your feet with cold water. And he says further, umashma mishstimas hadvarim, from this simple understanding that we just brought down, sha'osar af biyom cham od. There doesn't seem to be any dispensation if it's a very hot day to go and take a cold shower. And even in your house, where there is no concern that you're going to carry Dalet Amos in a Karmelis or Shus HaRabim, it's your house. Since there is still the concern of squeezing out the hair, so the Maharal brings down Shaminok Shalo Lirchotz Mechashash Schita. Nemar gam bebayis below rock binoros. This gezeira that the rabbis instituted, you may come to squeeze out your hair, so that was instituted any bathing place, not only in a river, but even in your house, in a bathtub, or in a shower. And he brings that as well from Dayan Weiss, that's al the Minchas Yitzchak. Osar Rechitza b'miklachas, he also forbade one to go and shower on Shabbos, even in cold water. Furthermore, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and the Igros Moshe adds, Shekivon shemi ikra din miklachas eina bechlal haminuk shelo lirchos benar. Technically, a shower is not included in the original gezeira not to go bathe in the nar, because when you're bathing in the nar, you're actually going into the water, as opposed to a shower, the water is being poured on you, so it's technically not included in that din. And furthermore, the rabbis didn't forbid you to go and wash your face because you're going to get your beard wet or your hair wet. They didn't forbid that. Nevertheless, if Moshe says, that one should not shower on Shabbos, even in cold water. And this is the minhag, and one should not change this. However, he does point out, if somebody is really suffering because it's so hot, then one could take a cold shower on Shabbos. And there's also the opinion of Dayan Weiss, that's all in the Minchas Yitzchak. Shiro b'achronim shemekilim b'makomos hachamim ma'od. In very, very hot places, if somebody is truly suffering, and again, one has to really know, are you truly suffering or you just feel more comfortable? So if you're truly suffering and it's very hot, then there may be a head to take a cold shower on Shabbos. The issue foot number 21 adds, when you're drawing your hands or your body, when you're coming out of this river, that's only in a place where the yabosha shall svasayam vanarus he karmelis. That's only when that's itself a karmelis. However, if the yabosha is a true rishus harabim, then you're not even allowed to bring your hands out from the nahar and bring your hands outside into rishus harabim, because that's taken from a halachic daraisa rishus hayochid, the karmelis mid daraisa rishus hayochid, into a rishus harabim, which would be a separate iser. So what should you do? You have to make sure that in the riverbed, so to say, when you're still in the Carmelis, you go and dry yourself off well, and only when you come out, that you don't have any water on you, can you come out. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Beis adds, Rotz Olomai, the Mechaber is telling us over here, when you come out, you have to make sure that you don't have water on you. Tekev kisha'ole, right when you come out, samuch lenar, right next to the river, yinagiv nafshe, because you're talking about from a karmelis to a karmelis, so you're not carrying it yedalad amos in the rishus harabim, or in a karmelis, v'lo yelech klal b'mayim sholav, and you shouldn't walk further with the water on you, because you may come to forget if you don't dry yourself off, duma yishkach v'yelech behem arba amos. You may go and travel a distance of 4 amos with the water on you. The Sharet Zion in Os Yud, the Chofetz Chaim writes, that this is mashu in the Gemara according to the gears of the Rif and the Rosh, that it's tekef, right away when you come out. But he says, according to the gears of the Gemara, it's mashma de ain lo lalos klal manor kodim shinagivatso. You shouldn't come out at all. You should dry yourself off while you're still in the river, obviously the parts of you that are above the water, and then as you lift your feet out, you dry them off and you step outside the river. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Imkein mashma mizeh, it appears that the loch is from over here, the malbushav sheposhtan kodim sheyorid lenar, the clothing that you took off right before you went into the river, sorry sheanichim somach lenar, they have to be right near the nahar as well, so you don't go and carry them dalet amos as well. The alkal potim, and certainly hamit pachas shemitafeach gufabo, the towel that you're drawing yourself off has to be right there, kdei shelo yilech b'mayim sholav, so you shouldn't have to walk dalet amos to get to it, and then you're carrying the water dalet amos. He adds further, look in the Prima Garden, the Ayim Prima Garden, Dua Din Benar Gufa, Kishola Mimokum Omok, the Chatzi Gufa, Huluchutz Lamayim. He says the same thing applies in the river itself. When you're going from a deeper place where your body is totally immersed and then coming out into a place where your body is half immersed, Sarchli Zar Shlo Yelech Bo Arba Amos, you have to be careful there not to walk Dalet Amos with the water on your body that's exposed. Shanaru Karmelis, because the water is a Karmelis. And if you're walking from a deeper part of the Karmelis into a shallower part of the Karmelis, Nimtza Shanosi Arba Amos, but Karmelis, it looks like you're carrying the water, Dalet Amos in the Karmelis. And therefore, Lefizeh, Kishiyore Litbo Benar, when a person goes to be Tovel in the Nar, that's the reason why they were going to the Nar, probably, to be Tovel. Ubitrilaso Amayim Nemuchim, originally the water is very low, Samach Lakaka, right near the river bed, the edge. So you have to be careful not to go too deep inside over there, that when you come back, you shouldn't be carrying water on you, Dalet Amos, in the river, which itself is a Karmelis. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav Gimel writes that the rabbis were not makbid on rain, however. Since rain is much different, it's a very small amount compared to the amount of wetness that you get by immersing yourself in the river. And on a deraisa level, you certainly don't have a shear of a chattis over here with a little bit of rain that's on you. And therefore, lo gozrubo, the rabbis didn't institute a din derabbanan over here that you're not allowed to walk in the rain. Because it's not the normal way that one would carry water anyway. And he said, look in the Vilna Gaon, Ayin Abir Agra, The Perush HaTosfos, according to the more machmir opinion that we brought down from Tosfos, that it's a gzeiro refua, mashma dafilu ribu yamayim nivlo bilvusho gam ki mutu lelet behem. Even if you have a lot of water in your garments because of the rain, it's not a problem because it doesn't look like refua. Ayin in the Taz Atam, and look further in the Taz to explain this. Now, there are a number of important Dirshu footnotes over here as well. Dirshu footnote number 22 brings down, therefore, mutu lechatrila lot seis mi besu b'shasa geshem. If it's raining outside, there is absolutely no problem in walking outside, even though you're going to get wet. And the Prima Gadol writes that this is not analogous to the din of Rochetz Binar, Sha'otzalo Negagir Esaro Mishum Sochet. We don't have a concern over here with the rain that you're going to come to do Schita. So you can go out L'chatrila in the rain. And you can even walk with the water on your body, never mind the Schita concern on your hair. You can walk with that even in a Carmelis Dalit Amos. It's not a problem. The issue for number 23 brings down, linin chashash shema yavol de schita. What about the concern that you come to squeeze it out? Why is that not a concern? So the Shulchan Aruch later on writes, shemisha noflu begod l'mayim, if somebody's clothing even fell into the water, you're allowed to wear them and walk with them, and we're not concerned that you come to squeeze them out. And the Mishnah Berurah explained over there, shelo osru ala odem es habegodim shelobush behem, that this isser, a concern, the rabbanon of schita, was never made with the clothing that you're actually wearing. And finally, the issue for number 24 brings down from the Taz, the rabbis didn't want to institute over here a prohibition against walking in the rain on Shabbos. Because you know what would happen? Sometimes you're walking and it suddenly starts to rain. What are you going to do then? You have to stop? You have to stay out there in the rain all Shabbos long? And therefore the rabbis were not gozer in this situation in the rain, but they were gozer in the river. And therefore, even l'chatchila, you can leave your house when it's raining. Because even though you're definitely going to get soaking wet, it's not a concern. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains further, lo asru chacham dov lechatzoyim. The rabbi didn't want to say, okay, if it's starting to rain, then don't leave your house if it's already raining. But if you're out there and it starts to rain, then you're allowed to keep on walking. That would be called asru chacham dov lechatzoyim, and the rabbis did not want to make such a gezeira. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Odom mutur litbol mitumaso b'Shabbos. A person is permitted to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. That is not a restriction that the rabbis added. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavdal, it wrote Shalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Afal gav dikli osur lat bilo, ulataro mitumaso b'Shabbos v'yontiv, even though a utensil is not allowed to be immersed in a mikvah on Shabbos v'yontiv, because mipnei shenira ki mesakin akli ayideze, because it looks like you're fixing the utensil, mesakin mona, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos v'yontiv. Nevertheless, a person is different, odom shiny. Why? Mipnei shenira ki mitzanin atzvo b'ayin, because the reason you're going into the water, people will say, oh, he wants to cool off, and not that he wants to be mitar himself. And this is true, afilu mo'ez kar, this is even if it's cold weather outside and nobody goes swimming. V'gam ha'mayim suruchim, or it's dirty water, she'ein derech lirchot swim, and nobody goes swimming in such dirty water for pleasure. Nevertheless, the rabbis still were not gozer against tefillah, even in these situations. There are times when a person who's coming from the road, and he's so schwitzed, and he's so filthy, that he will go even in cold water on a cold day, and he'll even go into dirty water because lirchotz af be'elu to get off this schmutz. And therefore, the rabbi said, "Akein muter afilu hayo yochel litbo kol mishabbos." It's permissible to be tovel on Shabbos, even if you could have theoretically gone erev Shabbos. Going to the mikvah on Shabbos is allowed. He adds, "Venoagos anoshim." Women, however, only go to the mikvah she'en tovel shlobis manam shabbos. They only go if that's their leil tefila, but they don't go if it's not their leil tefila. And he brings down because poskim the often argu. The women are correct in this minhag. Mishum the kivan the sov sov ha minhag bismanenu lesor b'shabbos lirchotz kol aguf afilu b'tzonen. Because nowadays the custom is not to go and bathe your entire body on Shabbos, even in cold water. So therefore, unless it's a mandatory tefillah in the mikvah, therefore do not go to the mikvah unless it's a mandatory tefillah, and that is the custom that women have taken upon themselves, which is correct. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues. It says, "Im kein nikor duhu mishum tefillah u'mechzik mesakin." If a woman were to go, not like leil tefillah, it would be clear that she's going to fix herself, so to say, for tahara purposes, and that would not be allowed. He brings down kosu achronim dekol makom nira demutu litbo lekiryo, but a person can go bitovel for keri. Men have the custom they go to the mikveh every day, given it is batal atakana, because the takanas ezra that you had to do that is no longer in extant. Umutu b'tora b'tvila afilu kol b'tvila, and a person halacha l'mais is allowed to go and learn Torah and daven even if he hasn't gone to the mikveh after having keri. The chanal b'simin peches, as we've already learned. Therefore, this tefillah doesn't look like you're really correcting yourself. And he says, we've discussed this already. There are those that don't make such a distinction. If you want to be makel and go to the mikvah, it's okay. Because many achronim allow this. However, if you actually tell me on Shabbos Yontif near the Vadi Ein L'Hachmi, you certainly can go. But be careful about not doing Shechita in this situation. That concludes today's shiur.